Stop 5. Coronation Park.
Turn left. Don't go up the no-entry road. Instead, take the path soon after on the right to reach the War Memorial.
Conisbrough was home to World War I Victoria Cross winner Lawrence Calvert. The Victoria Cross is the highest decoration awarded for valour and bravery to members of the Commonwealth Armed Forces. Calvert was born in Leeds. After finishing school, he and his family moved to Cadby, but he moved to Maltby after finding work at the colliery there. Soon after the Cadby mining disaster, he returned and found work as a haulage hand. Just before the outbreak of war, in April 1914, he joined the Denneby Company of the Doncaster Territorials, the gallant 1st 5th King's Own Yorkshire Light Infantry. He was with his battalion in Whitby when war broke out, and he was mobilised. He arrived in France in 1915, and he first saw action at the Second Battle of Ypres. In September 1915, he was hit in the arm by a bullet and sent back to Brighton to recover. He recovered quickly and was back in the trenches by 1916. On the 12th of September 1918, Sergeant Calvert won his VC, aged 26, for the following deed taken from his VC citation: for most conspicuous bravery and devotion to duty in attack when the success of the operation was rendered doubtful owing to severe enfilade machine gun fire. Alone and single-handed, Sergeant Calvert, rushing forward against the machine gun team, bayoneted 3 and shot 4. His valour and determination in capturing single-handed 2 machine guns and killing the crews thereof enabled the ultimate objective to be won. His personal gallantry inspired all ranks. Calvert survived the war and returned to Conisbrough. He died in 1964 in Essex, aged 72.
Continue through Coronation Park and rejoin Low Road. Immediately, turn right and head up Castle Hill to reach the main entrance to Conisbrough Castle.